You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut farmers will get millions in disaster relief after severe weather from a few years ago. A controversial gas pipeline in the state faces a new hurdle. Plus, Suffolk officials submit plans for a new water pipeline on the North Fork. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut officials say $53 million in federal disaster relief will go to state farmers who lost crops due to severe weather in 2023 and 2024. They'll distribute the money this fall. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The federal block grant is the result of the efforts of William Della Camera. He's the owner of Sicarelli's Harrison Hill Farm in Northford. Della Camera drove his farm tractor to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. to lobby for the money, after he suffered losses from a severe 13-minute hailstorm in August 2024. He says Connecticut farmers desperately need the help.
It should never take 23 months after a disaster for assistance to begin reaching farmers. Crops don't wait, employees don't wait, loan payments don't wait, utility bills don't wait. The weather certainly doesn't wait, yet somehow we ask farmers to.
U.S. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut is the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee. She got the block grant passed by Congress.
This story, Will's story, and so many other farmers in our state who have been relentless in fighting for what's right, proves that our government is accountable to the people. We may have to push them and push hard, but it can work.
Brian Hulbert is the state agriculture commissioner. His department is opening the application period for farmers in early fall.
Farmers have waited far too long for this assistance to hit a bank account. We realize that, so we want to make sure once that application period is open, we can move payments quickly.
Farmers making at least $1,000 in farm income who have at least $500 in documented losses from weather events in 2023 and 2024 are eligible for the grants. Payments may cover up to 95% of losses, but not exceed $1 million each year. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
And Suffolk County farmers can now apply for federal emergency loans from the U.S. Department of Ag. A freeze from earlier this year hurt strawberry and grape growers in Suffolk particularly hard. The money comes from a disaster declaration. Republican members of the Suffolk County Legislature are urging President Trump not to pardon the former DA. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
A federal jury convicted former DA Tom Spoda and his top aide Christopher McPartland in 2019 on corruption charges. The two were involved in a cover-up of civil rights violations by the former police chief James Burke, who beat a handcuffed man. Now, Spoda and McPartland want presidential pardons. In a letter to Trump, legislature presiding officer Anthony Piccirillo and other GOP members say their crimes are too serious for a pardon.
When those at the highest levels of government abuse their authority, the damage extends far beyond a single criminal case. It causes residents to question whether the system is fair.
Piccirillo says it's taken almost a decade to rebuild public trust in Suffolk County government. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says he will work with the State Public Utilities Regulatory Authority to decrease rates. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
PURA says it plans to authorize decreased rates for both Connecticut Natural Gas and Southern Connecticut Gas. Both companies fought for higher rates in recent years, but PURA rejected those demands. Tong praised the decision to further decrease rates. In 2023, the companies had collectively sought over $60 million in rate hikes, but an earnings report from that year revealed that one company over-collected $8 million from Connecticut families and businesses. Although half of that amount was returned to ratepayers, approximately $4 million was distributed to shareholders. Since then, PURA has proposed decreases for both companies. Tong submitted a joint petition to PURA seeking a new rate hearing to drive down costs. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Wow. the Suffolk County Water Authority has submitted new plans for its controversial pipeline that'll deliver water to the North Fork. That story and more are coming up.
Thanks to hundreds of listeners across our community, WSHU's one-day drive was a success. Your support helps keep trusted news, inspiring music, and local stories available to everyone who depends on them. If you didn't have a chance to make your gift, it's not too late. You can still help keep WSHU strong with a donation at WSHU.org. And thank you.
Suffolk County police arrested three people and impounded 10 vehicles at an illegal street takeover Saturday. Police say 200 motorcycles, dirt bikes, and all-terrain vehicles took over Route 237 in Hopog and Brentwood. Nine small towns across Connecticut are getting grants to improve their roads and other methods of transportation, part of a state fund to support rural infrastructure. Chaplin, Kent, North Canaan, and Mora will get more than $1 million each to rebuild roads and improve drainage. The towns of Haddam and Washington will get hundreds of thousands of dollars to build sidewalks and walking trails, connecting residents with commercial districts. Several Long Island Catholic groups are suing New York State in federal court over the state's medical aid in dying law. The Catholic health system says helping terminally ill patients end their lives would force caregivers to abandon their religious beliefs or pay a fine. The groups say the law violates the First Amendment, the Affordable Care Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Police in Milford say someone vandalized three Flock-branded license plate cameras. The company contracts with cities and towns to collect data on drivers for traffic infractions. Critics say they infringe on privacy and share data with federal immigration agents. Controversial natural gas pipeline in Brookfield, Connecticut, is facing another hurdle after hundreds of residents raised concerns about air quality. The New England News Collaborative's Anya Pinello reports the project seeks to expand a compressor station that's located near a middle school.
The state is reopening the application process for the expansion of a compressor station in Brookfield. The station is part of the Iroquois Gas Pipeline, which sends natural gas from Canada to New York. Locals and elected officials on both sides of the aisle say the expansion would increase air pollution, which has many worried since the station is less than a mile from the town's middle school. Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection has issued a notice indicating tentative support for the expansion, but this time the agency would require continuous monitoring for emissions. Because of the change, the agency is required to reopen the public comment period. Residents now have until Monday, August 24th, to comment. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Anya Pinello.
The Suffolk County Water Authority has submitted new plans for its controversial pipeline that'll deliver water to the North Fork of Long Island, WSHU's Desiree DiOrio explains.
In the new design, the pipeline is shorter at 7.5 miles. And more importantly, it will not require construction along the busy Sound Avenue in Riverhead. Potential traffic disruptions have long been a top concern for Riverhead officials. Instead, the new proposal routes the pipeline along state and county roads. The Water Authority says the pipeline is imperative to deliver water to Southold, where supply has not been able to meet demand. Three public meetings on the new plan are scheduled for August. Comments can be submitted on the Water Authority's website through September 11th. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and tune in here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And for more content from us, be sure to give us a follow on Instagram. We are at WSHU Public Radio. Looking forward to connecting with you on there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.